found out today that my dad was looking through a bunch of old things that my grandma wrote, and our second cousin, well, my grandma's second cousin, was a lady called Leslie Henderson. We used to visit her in a nursing home with mum when in the early 80s before she died. But the chick who wrote Picnic at Hanging Rock based her story on Leslie Henderson and her and another one of her friends. And so Dad's showing me this photo of them all. And these three girls, weirdly, one of them I'm related to, so that spins me out. It's a bit of a tenuous relation, my grandma's second cousin, but that spins me out. This Leslie chick, who I remember as a kid, we used to visit her in a nursing home, and she had these crazy eyes, and she was all old and craggy. But I'm looking at this photo of her in the late 1800s, 1900s, 1893 or some shit, in her school uniform with the author of Picnic at Hanging Rock and this other lady or girl. And she's kind of gorgeous. Like, I'm looking at her eyes and going, holy shit, they're the same eyes I remember like 80 years later. This old woman with these fucking crazy eyes, but they were beautiful eyes. And that's kind of what was horrific about them. They were so beautiful. I remember as an 8-year-old kid, or 7 maybe. But it made me think about Picnic at Hanging Rock. And I always felt like it's an incredible movie where it's based in 1890s in Australia. These girls go on an excursion to Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is out in Victoria in the country. And three of them go missing, and it was kind of presented as a factual account. And in the movie, it's almost like time stops, and they're outside of time. And I was looking up the lady who wrote Picnic at Hanging Rock, Joan Lindsay, was adapted into a film in the mid-70s. By Peter Weir, and it's a trippy ass film. And what I love about it is, I love David Lynch's films, and I've always felt like Twin Peaks could not have existed without Peter Weir's Picnic at Hanging Rock. It feels like it's from the same universe, and there's never been any real talk or weird links between David Lynch and Peter Weir, but I feels like there's a debt that Twin Peaks owes to Picnic at Hanging Rock. And I don't know if that was just, he just came up with it on his own. It's quite very possible. But I've always thought that idea of time in the country just stopping and people falling outside of time into some weird parallel universe horror, that's always intrigued me. Like, when I'll come down to the country, and Dad always calls it country time. Like, he goes, just take your time, do everything slow. Everything's slow here. Feels very slow in the country. Time almost stops in the country. Dad's always said that, and I've always felt it too. Like, you can feel the rush of clock time in the city, and as you go out into the country, everything's slow. And now we'll go for fucking forever, or it'll just go in 5 minutes. It's weird. But mostly it's just super slow. And this Lindsay, Lady Lindsay, she was eventually called, who wrote Picnic at Hanging Rock. She also wrote a book called Time Without Clocks earlier on in her career. And so that makes me think, yeah, she was onto this whole idea of the horror of time and how... And I've seen it in Blair Witch too, like... Blair Witch, there was a recent one where they go into the forest and all of a sudden it becomes permanently night. And there's something to it. It feels very real. It's not a fantasy. It's not made up. You go into the country in time slows down. And I love the idea of it being almost like some fucked up weird mind game horror. Some kind of existential horror of just time. As soon as you fuck with time, it's fucking scary. I don't know why, but it is. It's a real monster, and it doesn't need some special effect with claws and big eyes and a mouth with massive teeth. It's time is the horror. And I love the idea of horror, not because it's scary, but because it makes you feel fucking alive. It's, they say that the body doesn't understand the difference between fear and excitement. And if you flip the fear into excitement, the horror can become kind of an exciting concept. You can't visit it too much because it'll probably sort of exhaust you a bit. But I'd love to do something that fucks with time. I've always loved the idea of wanting to make some sort of horror movie that's kind of almost like some sort of awakening idea. And I love the idea of day and night, and I love the idea of time. Of course, I don't want to rip it off, but I've always experienced that in the country. I wrote a poem about it, about how you want to step outside of the conveyor belts of the city's footpaths and put your feet into the patience of country's dirt. You can really feel it. I've been up here for 2 days, and it's felt like 2 weeks. It feels fucking awesome. But if you've never seen Picnic at Hanging Rock and you love David Lynch's stuff, it's a 1975 movie, and it's kind of plotting to begin with, but it's the last 30 minutes, I guess. It gets fucking weird, creepy as fuck, and it almost shows nothing. It doesn't. It's almost just like the horror of nature, the horror of time beyond time. I can't even explain it. I'm supposedly a poet, but I don't even know how to do it. But the way he's filmed it, the way his film is poetry. It doesn't need words, and that's the beauty of it. It's incredible. And anyway, but yeah, Walhalla is where I am, and it's been regarded as on Reddit, apparently, Victoria's creepiest town, and I'm surprised that there's no horror movie that's ever been done here. Well, I think some people have done it, but they haven't, I guess, not in a big way, but yeah, the graveyard here is on the side of this mountain, and it's just on almost like a 30 degree angle, and all these old graves from 150 years ago, when this town had about nearly 2,000 people in here gold digging in the mountains and the mines, and it's quiet as fuck. And if I hear a sound, it spins me out. It's like, oh my god. It's usually just some animal foraging through the forest, which is just close by. But yeah, it feels the sense of time here is really, it does. It beautifully messes with my head, and I fucking love it. And perhaps that's why so much mythology and so many kids' book fairy tales and stuff are about forests and a sense of unease and evil, even in forests, that they're disorientating. They're not gridded like a city's. City streets, they mess with your head, they stop time, they're fucking nuts. And trees at night. I remember on psychedelics a long time ago, back in 2010, when I first took and I was sitting next to a tree, and you could actually fucking telepathically talk with a tree. I know it sounds absolutely nuts, but you have to do it to understand. But it's very popular these days, so a lot of people probably vouch for it, but you could telepathically talk with a tree. But I remember the tree telling me, you're not, what are you doing here? You're trespassing. What are you doing? Go back to your stupid human world. But it was very, it wasn't aggressive, but it was very firm. It was a very firm message, and beyond words, beyond time. Anyway, go and see Picnic at Hanging Rock at some point in this life if you haven't seen it. It's, yeah, especially if you love David Lynch or even Peter Weir who did it. If you'd like to leave a review for this podcast, I'd love it if you did. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, just into a little rating thing. Ta.